Now joining me is eighth-year Campbell County Camel head coach Bubba Lackey. Hey, Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing good, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Thank you for asking. Big game tomorrow night against the Bolts. Your teams are similar in a lot of ways. What are some ways your guys can gain an edge?
We are very similar. Obviously, two really good point guards with Williams and Lackey. Offense going through them where they could score, and they create a lot of opportunities for their teammates. And they got shooters around them, and they got guys that can get to the rim and, like I said, shoot the ball. So for us, I think it comes down to playing good defense, starting with taking Williams away the best that we can and getting the shooters off the line and force them into shots that maybe they're not accustomed to shooting.
Now, you mentioned that Thunder Basin has a lot of weapons led by Deegan and McKellen. You just mentioned a little bit about containing them, but what are some ways you're going to go at those two, especially when they're on the perimeter? Because what they like to do is, they want to shoot the three, but also they can drive past people.
We're good, yeah, and they're shooting at a high clip at both inside the arc and outside the arc. So it poses a challenge. Just got to keep them off the rim, number one. Like I said, keep Deegan out of the paint because he gets in there. A lot of good stuff happens for them and bad stuff for the defense he's playing against. So keeping him out of the paint, important, and every coach says that it's going to be key to the game, but then he finds ways to get in there. So that's first and foremost. And, yeah, I got to get a hand up on McHale anytime he touches the ball. And for the rest of them, they're all shooting it well this year.
All right, let's talk about your guards, man. Luke and Jeff are balling right now. What makes them so tough to stop?
Their skill set, their vision, their knowledge. They're two totally different players, but they have a great understanding of each other, their teammates, themselves, and what their strengths are. And they play to their strengths. I mean, Luke can get in the paint when he wants to, and he finds open guys. And Jeff is equally good as passer, but he does it in different ways with kind of some Barkley, Joker-type stuff. And he can throw it over the top of guys with his longer arms, and he uses his ball fakes really well. So those two guys know what they're good at, and they get themselves in situations where they can be successful for themselves and their teammates.
One last question, Bubba. Now, I know tomorrow's not postseason basketball, but it's going to feel like postseason basketball. This is a big game. What would it mean for you guys to get a win at this point of the year and get a signature victory in the middle of the season?
Yeah, the regular season conference games, I think, may be a little more important this year than other years. I mean, back in the day before the split of conferences and state, where we had 16 teams, it was top two teams, going to state. So you just get yourself in that position, you're going to state. And then the last couple, you had to win two before you lose two. And now this year with the COVID and we're splitting up, you got to win your first game or you're done. So you want to get yourself in the best position possible, get the highest seed you can. So, you have a better opportunity to get that first win, and then you get that first win, you're automatically in. So, yeah, it's basically the state tournament, the regional tournament. It all starts now with these seedings. So, yeah, each of these games are huge.
Bubba, thank you so much for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Chris.